The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. The second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and likewise the third. And then the seven left no descendants, all seven. Last of all, the woman died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they'll neither marry nor are given in marriage. They are like angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel reading raises some very interesting conversation. Way back in the book of Deuteronomy, in the Torah, which is the law of Moses, there is what's called the Levirate law. And this was born out of very ancient cultures. And the Levirate law, which became the Mosaic law, even though it was there before Moses, it became Mosaic law, was that if a man dies and leaves no descendants, his brother should marry the widow and raise up descendants in the dead brother's name. Clearly, the issue here was property. And in order to keep the property in the family, property or to belong to the man who died, this would stay in the family with his descendants. After his brother married the widow and had a son, not a daughter, a son, because the property went on through the patriarchal culture. So we have the unlikely story here of given to Jesus about the seven brothers. I don't know how to interpret what's happening over at the other side in the eternal life, but I'm inclined to think all seven might want to avoid her because something else bad might happen. She seemed to be bad news. But nonetheless, what we're looking at here is scholars call a tension between the mystery and reason. Anthropomorphic tension, they call it. We are trying to translate into very human language something which is beyond human comprehension. We are trying to reduce mystery to something analytical. And that's what this story does. It says we want to know how we can analyze the mystery of eternal life. What it's like, the condition of eternal life, is beyond us. It requires not an analysis, but a great act of faith. Now, the great act of faith becomes a very important part of our religious tradition here. This sense that the spirits, those who have gone before us, are living in a world of spirits. I have a deep belief in this myself. I feel the presence of my parents who are deceased for many, many years. There's a world of spirits. It's beyond our comprehension. It will not submit to logic. There's no reason, but there is faith. We're an analytical culture. Analyze comes from Greek word analoein, which means you break something down in its constituent parts and you put it back together. And when you have done that, then you control it. You understand the inner workings and you control it. Analytical people tend to be controlling. We need to have evidence. We need to show exactly. We need to understand it. We're looking at a world here which is beyond our understanding. It's a world of mystery. It's a world can be accepted only in the great act of faith. But it does remind us to stay in touch with the spirits of those who have gone before us. Get this sense of an awareness. If you pause long enough and you think about it, you can actually feel the presence and the spirits of those who have gone before us. There are times when I talk to my parents, people will think I'm crazy. I actually talk with them, wonder what should I do and what would you suggest? And somehow I am led by a world beyond analysis and beyond reason. So when we read this, it's a good thing to wander through this day with the sense there is a greater power. There's a whole world of spirits that are moving, watching over us, guiding us. If we could only connect and listen to the spirits, that's the call of the great act of faith. It appears here in this gospel reading today. So as you journey through this day, connect with the world of spirits. Not logic, not something you can prove, but something you can experience in faith. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.